It was the task of the prophets to keep the hope of the people alive. That's what the prophet Isaiah says in today's reading. He is trying to keep hope alive. And he says that a shoot will come from Jesse. The lion will sit with the lamb, and the baby will play with the cobra. Now, these are normally enemies, but they are now a sign, a symbol of peace. The kings after King David left much to be desired. It pictures the ideal king from the family of David, today's reading. This king, Isaiah says, will be endowed with the Spirit of God and with charismatic gifts. Isaiah was the first to announce the Messiah, namely, a king like King David, but even better. He suggests that the present kings will disappear and a descendant of David will be the new David. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. He will gather the scattered people and bring peace and justice. Now, many a time, we feel like the people of the Old Testament, of those people especially living in the time of the prophet Baruch and Isaiah. We say, the world is falling apart. Christianity and morality are besieged from all sides. In fact, I was reading this past week, it is a report of the United Nations. It says that 151 countries besiege Christianity. Christianity is being persecuted, believe it or not, in 151 countries. It's the most persecuted religion in our time. And we ask, what am I blindly holding on for? What am I waiting for? When the people in the Old Testament felt abandoned, then the voice of God spoke again. For 400 years, they haven't heard the voice of God. And finally, John the Baptist appears, and he was the sudden sounding voice of God. John proclaimed the homecoming was imminent. The voice of God speaks to us in the Advent message. All the readings today are abundant with hope. We are waiting for God's intervention for a new covenant. And the Advent message in time of darkness is a powerful message to us. We are asked to hope, to accept the challenge, and to make the desert bloom. Those who react to anguish and depression of the poor by promoting social justice, they make the desert bloom. Those who share the frustration of the unemployed by urging a more humane handling of resources, Those who show concern for the loved ones who left the church and try to awaken their faith again. These people make the desert bloom. Those who show concern and compassion make the desert bloom. All these people are the new John the Baptist. They accept the challenge and make the desert bloom. There is an event in the life of Cardinal Dolan of New York. You know, he is very jovial. He is always laughing and smiling, you know, a good Irishman. Well, he attended, of course, the vigil of his father's funeral, who died at the age of 51. And while Cardinal Dolan was sitting by the casket, a man comes up and says to him, "Do you know this man in the casket?" "Yes, I do." "Well, so do I," replied Bob, the man. This man saved my life." The cardinal was very interested. "What do you mean?" he said. "Well," Bob said, "we worked together for 15 years, and I always admired his joy, his upbeat attitude, and his spirit of hopefulness. One time I couldn't make my house payment. It was Bob who loaned me the money. When my wife was diagnosed with cancer, it was Bob who kept asking about her, saying, 'We are praying for her.' When she died, I got to drinking, and it was Bob who took me aside and talked some sense into my head. I just love this guy so much." And he says, "One time I asked him," he said, "What keeps you so happy?" And he answered, "Well, I don't know. I guess it is my faith. I am a Catholic, a Christian. I love my religion." Bob said to him, "Could I have some of that?" He said, "Sure." And it was Bob who introduced me to a priest. I became a Catholic. I was baptized. It was Bob who was my sponsor. And also when I was confirmed, he was my sponsor. This guy, he told the cardinal, "This guy saved my life and gave me faith." Well, by this time, he was crying. And by that time, the cardinal was crying because Bob, the man whom he was speaking, happened to be the cardinal's father. The cardinal says, "I didn't know that my dad was a Saint John the Baptist for him. My dad had pointed out Christ to this man. Saint John the Baptist teaches us that Christ is to be the center of our lives and that we are to point him out to others." Now, the message of Advent is that Christ has come over 2,000 years ago. That's history. Christ is among us. He said, "I'm going to be with you till the end of time," especially in the Holy Eucharist. And he also promised, I will come again. We do not know when, but we can be sure that he will come again. And in order to prove this a little bit, I'm going to quote you a little scripture. As you remember, on Easter Sunday, the first Easter Sunday, early in the morning, Mary Magdalene, Simon Peter, and John the evangelist went to the tomb. They saw that the sheet covering the body of Jesus was thrown away in a corner. But the cloth covering his face was nicely folded and put on the side of the tomb. Now, just remember this, nicely folded. Is that important? Absolutely. In order to understand the significance of the folded napkin, you have to understand a little bit about Hebrew tradition of that day. The folded napkin had to do with the master and the servant. When the servant set the dinner table for the master, he made sure that it was exactly the way he wanted it. And when the master finished, he wiped his mouth and his hand, like Dominicans used to do. You know, we have white napkins. By the end of the week, it looked like the map of the United States. But anyway, back to Jesus. When the master set the dinner table again and the master made sure that everything is finished, if he was not fully satisfied, he will throw the napkin like this. But the servant watched. And for those days, the napkin that was on the table, it was nicely folded. The master got up from the table, folded the napkin, and laid it beside his plate. The servant would not dare touch the table. Why? Because the folded napkin meant, I am coming back. Jesus is coming back. Is that nice symbolism? The napkin covering his head was nicely folded, the Jewish tradition. I am coming back. The Eucharist we celebrate helps us to bloom where we are planted. It is the presence of Jesus among us, who came 2,000 years ago and who is here today. But we also declare, remember, at the Mass, Christ has come. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. The folded napkin. I am coming back. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.